Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Geox Group Full Year 2017 Results Conference Call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. The call is chaired by the Geox Chairman and Founder, Mr. Mario Moretti Polegato, the CEO, Mr. Matteo Moscazzini, and the General Manager Corporate CFO, Mr. Livio Libralesso. Mr. Moretti Polegato will make a brief introduction in Italian, and a translation will immediately follow. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning and good afternoon to everybody. I risultati del 2017 evidenziano i primi risultati concreti della nuova strategia incentrata sull'aumento della redditività e sull'ottenimento di un business sano e profittevole. Geox chiude il 2017 con fatturato sostanzialmente stabile rispetto allo scorso anno, grazie alla crescita del canale multimarca e al miglioramento delle vendite comparabili nei negozi diretti, che riportano nel secondo semestre dell'anno una crescita del 2% superiore alle attese. Tali andamenti positivi hanno pressoché compensato la programmata razionalizzazione della rete dei negozi monomarca intervenuta in corso dell'anno. Russia, East Europa e Cina continuano a crescere a doppia cifra, così pure il canale e-commerce più 26%. Sono proseguiti sia i progetti di efficienza operativa, con l'espansione prevista del margine industriale, sia l'attenta gestione dei costi, con un incremento dei margini operativi. L'insieme di tale azione, assieme allo stretto controllo sul capitale circolante, ci ha permesso di conseguire nel 2017 un deciso miglioramento dei principali dati economici e finanziari del gruppo. Il risultato operativo è più che raddoppiato, il debito è stato sostanzialmente azzerato. A valle di questi risultati, il Consiglio ha deciso pertanto di proporre alla prossima assemblea dei soci la distribuzione di un dividendo per azioni pari a euro 0,06, in forte crescita rispetto agli euro 0,02 del 2016. Confido inoltre che tali risultati, congiuntamente agli investimenti fatti nello stile, nei nuovi prodotti, nel nuovo concept dei negozi, nella comunicazione incentrata sul binomio tecnologia e stile e nella forza commerciale nei mercati a grande potenziale, ci permetteranno di conseguire a breve anche una crescita solida.
2017 performance reflects the first concrete results of our new strategy focused on boosting profitability and achieving a healthy and profitable business. Geox has closed 2017 with a substantially stable turnover compared with the previous year, thanks to the growth of the wholesale channel and improved like-for-like sales in directly operated stores, which recorded a growth of 2% in the second half of the year, exceeding expectations. This positive performance has almost completely compensated for the planned rationalization of the mono-brand store network that was carried out during the year. Russia, Eastern Europe, and China continue to record double-digit growth, as does the e-commerce channel, +26%. Measures to improve operating efficiency continued, with the expected growth in industrial margin, together with tight cost control, leading to an increase in operating margins. These actions, together with a strict control over working capital, led the group main economic and financial figures to improve considerably in 2017. Operating profit more than doubled, with debt close to zero. Considering these results, the board of directors has decided to propose to the next shareholders' meeting to distribute a dividend of euro 0.06 per share, compared with euro 0.02 in 2016. I'm confident that these results, together with the investments made in style, new products, the new store concept, marketing focused on the combination of technology and style, and a strong commercial presence in high-potential markets, will soon allow us to achieve also solid growth.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good morning for those of you joining from the US. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to Mr. Polegato, our president, for his introduction. And if you turn now to page 2 of the presentation that you should have, we can start deep diving on the 2017 results. Page 2 is actually the highlights. So let's start from the revenues. Revenues for 2017 were 884.5 million euros. This is actually no news because we actually announced this toward the end of January. We're talking about a slight contraction compared to 2016, minus 1.8%, minus 1.7% in constant currency. A couple of important positive piece of information is wholesale performed at plus 1.4% versus the previous year, basically with growth in all of our countries and our markets. Speaking of our DOS, the like-for-like in our DOS was actually slightly positive, 0.5%. This is compared to a minus 1% in 2016. A new piece of information of which we are extremely happy is actually our EBITDA. EBITDA, we are presenting them now as adjusted, therefore not including the special items that we had to actually incur in 2017. You have the detail at the bottom of this slide. So we close 2017 with an adjusted EBITDA of 74 million, which is actually a 40% improvement over the 52.8 million of 2016. If we move down to the EBIT, still presented as adjusted with the same logic as before, we are basically showing for 2017 40.2 million euro compared to 18.1 in 16. So we're talking about more than doubling the EBIT result. If we present the net income with the same way as adjusted, as we were mentioning before, we are basically showing 22.8 million euros compared to the 5.8 million of 2016. So in this case, we're more than tripling the results. And the net income reported follows the same pattern. So we are presenting euro 15.4 million compared to only 2 million in 16. So we're talking about a sevenfold increase. One of the very important news is actually the great generation of operating cash flow and a great managing of the working capital allowed us to end up the year basically erasing our debt. So our net cash position is only minus 5.4 million euros. It was minus 35.9 in 2016. And as mentioned before, due to these results, due to the great cash generation of 2017, as mentioned by our president before, we are proposing to issue a dividend of 6 euro cents per share, which is basically threefold what we did in 16. If we move on to page number 3, we will go through the net sales by channel. Substantially, our business model doesn't change. We still have 41% impact from the US, 40%, 45% from wholesale, slightly up, and franchisees slightly down by 1%, making up for 14% of our sales. Let's focus on wholesale, as we mentioned before, plus 1.4%, plus 1.6% at constant currency. Wholesale, basically, this is the result of substantially stable sales in most of our markets and particularly positive results in Eastern Europe, particularly Russia and in China. We have to, of course, also consider that in 2016, wholesale grew in double digits, so we are actually presenting a positive result on top of an already extremely positive result of the previous year. If we look at the DOS, as we said before, the like-for-like performed positively at 0.5%. So the minus 2.3%, minus 2.1% at constant currency, but you see for the DOS, is the result solely of a change in the footprint and the perimeter of our DOS with 16 net closures. The 16 net closures, but mostly happened in continental Europe, Italy being the most affected. Again, if we look at the US, the result improves quite dramatically if we look at Eastern Europe, particularly Russia in China again. The franchising, what you see there, which is basically -9.8%, -10.3% at cost and currency, so that double-digit decrease is mostly the result of a stronger action in terms of rationalization of our footprint with 62 net closures. It's worth mentioning that, as for the year before, our online business grew quite dramatically, so we managed to achieve 26% growth in revenues from our online channel, and that was on top of an already plus 30% that we achieved in 2016. For some more details about our sales from the US, particularly zeroing in on the like-for-like performances, we move on to slide 4. And here you see a quarter-by-quarter vision of our performances for the like-for-like of the US. So if we look at the first semester as a whole was almost minus 1% compared to the year before, precisely minus 0.9%. But we see that there's an acceleration in H2, particularly for Q3. So we score a plus 2% versus last year, like for like, in our DOS in H2, with a slight slowing down in Q4, which actually records only a 1.1% increase. And this is due to a particularly challenging October, which was followed by actually quite good November and December. So we basically end up with 0.5% growth in the entire year, but plus 2% again in H2, which makes us quite positive. If you look at the performance by region, a slight decrease in Italy, good performances in Europe, driven mostly by the UK, with France also positive, and Germany flat. In North America, clearly one of our key markets for future growth. The overall US performances, like for flat, but they were positive in H2, which is again an important sign. And again, we end up with the positive keynote of the rest of the world, with China and Russia growing positively in higher single digits. I think it's worth, as you can see at the bottom of your slide, there's a reference to the current trading. We are basically in week 8 of our retail calendar, and so far it's actually quite difficult to read the results over like for like because of two impacts. The first impact is the calendar impact, as all of you of course know very well. The Chinese New Year shifted from January to February, with a difference of more than 2 weeks in calendar 18 versus 17. So basically in that side of the world, the greater China and the other Asian impacted countries, we suffered in January and we are up double and triple digits in February. So it will not be until the end of February, but we will be able to have a proper reading in that part of the world, and hence we'll have a better picture about our DOS like-for-like performances. The second impact we mentioned in the highlights, and the president also mentioned how we successfully managed working capital in 2017, reducing our inventory. And this is actually the strategy behind it, is not just improve cash generation, but also set ourselves up for a positive growth with a positive margin, increasing sell-throughs and reducing the markdowns in our DOS. Clearly, this at the beginning of 2018 meant we began the year with lower levels of inventory of markdown merchandise in our full-price stores and much lower levels of inventory in our outlets. So this clearly had a slight impact in the first 7 weeks of our training for the like-on-like DOS. So if we move on to page 5, we have a few more details about the evolution of our footprint for our directly operated and franchised stores around the world. As you can see, in this case, we break it down by relevant geographic areas. So we have Italy, Europe, North America, and the rest of the world. In total, 136 stores were closed, 70 were opened. So we have the mentioned before decrease of 66 stores. Clearly, there is a change in the footprint of our retail network, as the rest of the world, as you can see, has actually grown in terms of importance. It used to be 35% of our doors in 2015 only. Now it's more than 40% of our doors. In details, we still have a few new openings, some of them in Italy and Europe, and we also clearly are accelerating our growth in Russia and Greater China when we are opening new stores in double digit. 2017 is probably the last year of the sort of rearranging and optimization of our network. So we are expecting it to be the last year in which we end up closing a rather substantial number of stores. We decided to focus on the more profitable locations, and we decided to zero in and concentrate our resources, both financial and strategic, in the location in which we think the opportunities are better, also in terms of the adjacencies with other brands. So this is a revenue-generating decision as much as it is a brand positioning one. But as said, we believe 2017 is probably the last year in which we complete the optimization of our footprint for retail. Speaking about X-Store being our newer concept, for the ones we have actually converted to this new concept, we observed a quite positive reaction in terms of traffic generation and volume generation in terms of sales. So we will certainly continue in 2019 the conversion of some key store to the new concept. If we move on to page 6, we have a snapshot about our breakdown by region. Our breakdown by region, again, follows what we were saying before. So there's a shift more toward the rest of the world, growing in terms of incidence on total sales from 19.3% of last year to 21.2%. Small contraction of Italy and Europe, and basically flat in North America. If we focused again on Italy, we have a decrease, but again, it's mostly due to the net closures we were mentioning before. So it's the reduction in perimeter that impacts Italy the most, while wholesale remains fairly stable. In Europe, we have a similar impact, so the overall negative number you see is mostly caused by the net closures and following the rationalization of our footprint for our monobrand stores. Rest of the world, again, extremely positive, up almost in double digits, plus 8%, and it's actually like-for-like and wholesale and opening of DOS, which is all creating this positive virtuous cycle impacting China and Eastern Europe, starting with Russia. This is actually reflective of our strategies overall. Finally, before we speak, we deep dive more into the financial side of this on page 7. We have a glimpse of how we perform by product substantially in terms of the composition of our sales. Nothing changes in the sense that we remain 90% footwear and 10% apparel. If we look at the performances year on year, you have a slight decrease in footwear and a slight increase in apparel. But I think we need to read this with a grain of salt because due to the restructuring we were mentioning before, the stores that were actually closed were mostly smaller stores and smaller stores carrying only footwear. So this is also quite heavily impacted by the change in the perimeter. For apparel, the positive sign is certainly something we look at with great attention as a result of our strategies in apparel. It comes, however, on top of our other soft results in 2016. I think now I will turn the microphone to Mr. Libralesso, our General Manager, Corporate and CFO, for a deeper dive on the income statement and the balance sheet.
Thank you. Now let's turn to page 8 to comment on income statement figures. Gross margin increased by 60 basis points, mainly thanks to specific the complexity measures and supply chain efficiencies. Good results also in terms of cost management. In fact, selling and distribution expenses are at 47.3 million, showing a decrease of 2.3 million compared to last year. G&A are at 317.6 million, including DOS monetary costs. An overall good performance with administrative structure costs, rent, charges and personal expenses, delivering a global saving of 7.4 million. A&P, 23 million, the trend reflected the overall optimization of expenses relating to advertising and display material for stores, and a different approach to media buying and marketing mix. It's important to underline that the group is increasing marketing expenses in COP advertising and in the digital and performance marketing relating to the web. So there are additional 7 million accounted in G&A item because these are services invoiced by our partners. In H2 17, A&P were at euro 12 million versus 10 million of the same period of last year. EBIT adjusted reached 40 million versus 18 last year. EBITDA 74 million euro, in line with market consensus, with a 8.4% on sales. Special item equal to euro 10 million due to the termination of the employment agreement with the previous CEO and the expected optimization of the network of DOS and the franchise store, and other restructuring costs, mainly related to the personnel, the payroll. Net income at 15.4 million. Please turn to next page, the balance sheet. Balance sheet is very solid and healthy. Net debt at 5 million with 67 million of cash generation. This effect is mainly driven by working capital that decreased of around 23 million. So let's go straight to the following page to comment on this. Operating working capital as a percentage of sales is equal to 25.6% compared to 28% last year. This positive change is mainly due to a relevant decrease in inventories of about 53 million that offset by far a small increase in account receivable, 9 million, and a decrease of 19 million in accounts payable, mainly linked to the lower purchasing needs, especially for finished products. Moving on to page 11, there is the cash flow statement. The important cash flow is explained by the increased profitability that increased funds from operation at 59 million. Working capital decrease generated additional 23 million of cash, and also other current assets have been very efficient, generating 16 million of cash. At the end, the operating cash flow jumped at approximately 100 million, delivering really a good result. Then the group spent 31 million in capex, in line with last year, 16 million for new openings and refurbishment within the Geox store network, 1 million for the Serbian plant, 7 million in IT, and 3 million in logistics. After this capex, the free cash flow is 72 million. Then please note that in May 2017, the company paid 5 million dividend distribution. At the end of 2017, net cash is equal to 15 million positive, and if we include the negative fair value of the derivatives for a total of 20 million, the actual debt is just 5 million. Let me now hand over again to Matteo Mascazzini for the outlook.
On page 12, a few key remarks on our expectation for 2018. First of all, there's a piece of information which you already have, which is the backlog of our orders for spring/summer of 2018, which we're currently delivering, and that backlog was 3.5% higher than the one of the counter season spring/summer of 2017. So still a positive growth in the wholesale area. We remain very focused in implementing the plans which actually took hold in 2017 about improving our marginality in terms of working on supply chain, working on channel and price mix, and working on product mix. So we remain committed to improve marginality. We expect a solid growth in the e-commerce channel to continue for this year. In terms of initiative to increase productivity, we do believe that a lean organization will be extremely important for us, not just in terms of operating cost savings and efficiencies, but also in terms of being able to react quickly and to focus more on our strategic priorities, starting from working on making our direct retail even more successful. As we said before, we don't really believe that the reorganization that we have been implementing in the past few years in terms of working on our retail perimeter will substantially continue in 2018. We will still focus on opening new locations. We will not forgo, of course, any opportunity. We will still target high growth markets and high potential markets. And we will target also pushing the pedal on the restructuring of some of the stores that we were mentioning before to improve our brand perception through the diffusion of our X-Store new concept. Overall, however, we are trying to focus mostly on improving the productivity of our existing retail stores. Clearly, we will still look at lower performing stores, particularly the ones managed by franchisees and third parties, and where their locations and the market in which they're operating is not particularly promising in terms of future performances, we will continue the restructuring. As we said before, CapEx will likely increase to allow us to focus on the restructuring we mentioned. We also will increase again the advertising and promotion expenses in 2018 compared to the level of 2017. However, going back to what Mr. Librelesso was mentioning before, we will also focus here mostly on improving the effectiveness and the efficiency of our spending, advertising, and promotion, focusing on digital, focusing on all the editorial activity, which saw a substantial boost by a factor of 1 to 3 in Q1 2018 versus Q1 of 2017. I think this is basically what we had for you today. So I think at this point we're ready to take some questions. So I kindly ask the operator to open up the call for questions, if any.
Thank you. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. The first question is from Giuseppe Marcella of Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for taking my question. Just on the performance of the wholesale channel, in H2 last year, you got a very good order backlog growing, but then the performance of sales in H2 was quite disappointing. Do you see similar risks in H1 of this year? Thanks.
Initial order backlog we disclosed was in the region of +8%, and it was healthy, and we delivered the initial orders. Why the wholesale in the second half is not coherent with this +8%? First, we suffered a couple of million of cancellation due to some specific problem with Ukraine, Thailand, and as we said, a more prudent approach with some customers in core markets due to their financial condition. In addition, we invoiced more than 5 million less than last year, considering the stock and the sell-off of the old season products, because we had effectively less old season material. In fact, you can see that the decrease in inventories is really important, more than 50 million, and consequently, it is quite coherent with the fact that we delivered less stock. In terms of margin, this is not a problem because, as you can imagine, stock sales has a relatively a very, very low margin. In addition, in the fourth quarter of 2017, customers asked less products than in the previous than in the same quarter of the previous year. Consequently, let's say the early deliveries of spring/summer 2018 has been lower than early deliveries of spring/summer 2017. Consequently, all these factors led us confident that the 3% increase in the spring/summer 2018 backlog is not under discussion.
Thanks, Livio.
For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Marco Baccaglio of Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Two questions. The first one is about your A&P budget for 2018. You went from 37 million in 2016 to 23 million in 2017. When you say you are increasing, where in between this number you think you could be? The second question is about your gross margin. We have obviously expectation of a further improvement in gross margin also because I think that Forex at some point will help during the year. If you could also give us a bit of light about how much could be the impact of Forex. There is a final statement in your presentation about the channel mix and the fact that internet sales imply lower gross margin. What kind of impact could you expect in terms of dilution for that reason? Thank you.
Maybe, A&P, we are assuming that we'll be in the region of 30 million, but we should also consider that there are additional millions, 7 in 2017, that, as I have mentioned, is not included in this line of the profit and loss. Consequently, we are targeting to spend 3.5%-4% as global investment in advertising promotion, COP advertising with the key account and digital and performance marketing. As far as the gross margin is concerned, for sure we are committed to deliver gross margin expansion. The first half, spring-summer 18, we have in our hands all the backlog, and the backlog confirmed that this gross margin expansion. We plan to expand more than 100 basis points of gross margin expansion at a price list level. As we said in November, the channel mix having more web and key accounts weight delivered a sort of higher dilution than expected, but considering the fact that we have been able to edge a little bit better US dollars also in the first half, we think that more than 100 basis points of gross margin expansion in the first half is achievable. As far as the second half for winter 18, a little bit of more tail wind for the US dollars, and consequently we absolutely confirm the 100 basis points of gross margin expansion also in the second half, but we are committed to try to improve materially this 100, targeting 150 or better.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star 1 on your telephone. Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered this time.
Thank you so much. So I guess we are ready to close this call. Thank you, everybody, for spending time with us, and I wish you a good evening. Thank you.